Rochester's East End is normally packed with people on a Friday night, but this was a scenario probably no one who frequents that spot had seen in the area before. A line of Rochester police clad in riot gear facing off against hundreds of protesters. The demonstration was a continuation of the Black Lives Matter protest that began earlier in the day. And last night, one of the protesters, Ann Sesta, told me they picked this spot for a reason.
We came to shut down business as usual. We came to stop the money flowing on East Ave and Alexander on a Friday night. We came to just stop business as usual. Black bodies in the street being shot by public servants is unacceptable, and we're not going to just continue as if it's just another day.
RPD Chief Michael Simonelli says 74 people were charged with disorderly conduct, two with resisting arrest. Most of the arrests came at night, and Simonelli says besides the fact that police wanted to clear the streets, one of the reasons they decided to make the arrest was because staffing the demonstration was draining police resources to the point his department had trouble staffing emergency calls. They had asked other departments for help with that for a while. But both Simonelli and Mayor Warren note that there were no injuries, no pepper spray used, and no property damage. They intend to review what happened and keep up the dialogue with groups that intend to protest in the future. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.